Okay, my friends. So today we are reading another animal book because we love them. And this one is going to be a real fun one. We hope that you like getting a little bit silly with us because we are going to be a little bit silly. The name of the story... The name of the story is I'm the Biggest Thing in the Ocean, and it's by Kevin Sherry. And before we read it, though, because it's Wednesday, we must say our patron shout-out to
Patron shout-out!
Whoa, I'm awake.
Patron shout-out!
Is everybody else awake? Woo! We want to give our shout-out to Miss Lilith and her mom, Kayla, and say thank you so much, ladies, for joining us for story time. We hope that you like today's story. We're pretty darn excited about it. And get ready, because I'm about to do it. Ready? Are you ready? All right, okay. Here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Chicken Nugget?
Mm-hmm. You never know who it's going to be, but recently we've had a lot of chicken nuggets, I feel like. Well, you can eat chicken nuggets. You can also eat a lot of things that come from the ocean, like maybe this guy. Ready? I'm the biggest thing in the ocean. Here we go. I'm a giant squid.
Octopus.
And I'm big. You think he's an octopus? No, he isn't. But he's similar because he does have long legs that swing out and swirl out, and he is very kind of blobby. But no, octopus is different than squid. Still, though, he is pretty big, and he says, I'm bigger than these shrimp. Now, shrimp are, just like their name sounds,
very small. Hi, we're shrimp.
I'm bigger than these clams. And yeah, it's true, by quite a bit. The clams are tiny compared to him. I'm bigger than this crab. And sure enough, the crab is very small.
1 foot.
Yeah, kind of hanging on to just one tentacle. Tentacle is what you would call the legs on a squid.
No, I'm saying it's 1 foot long and 1 foot.
Oh, you mean the crab? Relatively? Okay. I'm bigger than that jellyfish. Yeah. Do you know that a jellyfish is actually not a fish? It says that it's a fish, but that is false advertising. It is not a fish because it doesn't have
backbone.
A backbone. I'm bigger than these turtles. And there was
a... This is going to be the biggest thing in the ocean, which is a whale.
You think? Oh, I don't know. Here come all of the turtles. There's a ton of turtles. He's bigger than all of them. I'm even bigger than this octopus. And you can see the octopus is actually...
weirdo.
He does look really strange and strong. I wouldn't say weirdo. I would say he looks like a good friend to all the other fish down there, but he definitely looks strange. But I will say he looks smaller than the squid. I'm bigger than that shark, says the squid, and he's hiding in the kelp, which is kind of like the seagrass. Seaweed. Well, you know what's so funny is I saw a video once of a squid and a shark fighting each other, and the squid won because he could wrap himself all around the shark. And that's how you stop him. I'm bigger than... this fish? Ooh, what kind of fish is that?
Pufferfish.
It's a pufferfish. Watch out. Don't poke it. Don't poke it. And that fish, and this fish, and that fish. Whoa, this is a fold-out page. In this book, the page turns out to be an even bigger page than you would have thought. Look at that. I like those kinds of books when you can fold out the page and see a whole lot of other stuff.
I'm the biggest thing in the ocean.
What about?
He says. What? But Philip would like to counter.
A mega whale.
What about a whale?
A mega whale is the size of a house.
Oh, whales are a lot bigger than just houses.
And let's see. Three houses.
Well, now, there are really big squids, too. But let's see. Can you describe to our...
There's a big giant whale. I knew it. The whale was bigger than the octopus.
You gotta describe it to our friends. So in the picture, there is the big squid. And he's been crowing about how big he is. But when we see him...
There's a whale behind him.
Uh-huh.
And the whale is like a greater than sign with his mouth.
Yes.
Like as big as a book.
Yes. And he's about to chomp on the squid. Oh no, squid. Oh no. And there's the ocean. And that's he's swimming through the ocean with little... The whale is swimming through the ocean with little tiny tentacles sticking out of his mouth because he has finished chomping on the squid. He had a sushi dinner. And inside the ocean, inside the whale, the squid looks around. And why? Here are all the other fish that he said he was bigger than. And he starts to think to himself, wait a minute. This doesn't feel like the ocean. What are we doing? What is going on? I may have gotten eaten, but what does he say?
I'm the biggest thing in the ocean.
Is he?
Whale.
He says, I'm the biggest thing in this whale.
Because
he's inside of a whale. He got eaten, my friends. So let me teach you a special phrase that
I'm the biggest thing in the world.
Can I teach you a phrase that I learned as a little girl? My grandpa taught it to me. Ready for this? Mm-hmm. Pride
goes
before the fall. And that means that if you walk around saying, I'm the best roller skater in the land, you're probably going to fall on your noggin any time then. And everyone around you will say, I thought you were the best. So you shouldn't go around being too proud of yourself and saying, oh, I'm the greatest that there is. Because then when you fall down inevitably, which we all do, everyone will say, I thought you were the best. And you will probably say, dang it. This is the worst time ever, and you'll feel really bad. So instead, just say, I'm one of the great skaters. And then that way you don't sound like you're the best. And everyone around you goes, stop being so proud of yourself and sounding like you're boasting. Because that doesn't help. Now, if our friend here hadn't gone around saying he was the greatest, largest thing in the ocean, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal if he'd gotten swallowed. Although I don't think it's any fun to be inside of a whale, right?
Would it be good
if
one of the shrimp said, I'm the smallest thing in the ocean?
Well, but then they would probably find some plankton who would disagree with them. And that, my friends, is...
Chicken, chicken, way, way, chicken!
Chicken, chicken, way, way, chicken.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.